This is Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. She's a columnist, commentator, and sought-after guest on talk radio programs around the country. She has a master's degree from Columbia University and an operatic voice that can shatter glass. Here's your host of Spouting Off, Karen Cataline.
Oh, I love to hear that tune. That is beautiful. Yes, I am your host, Karen Cataline. Welcome to Spouting Off on this Friday. You're listening to show number 120. And yes, we're in the dog days of summer. I have about a half an hour of open lines, my monologue, and then I have a wonderful guest you're going to want to stay tuned to. Let's see. She got arrested for not wearing a mask. And where was she going? She was going to either a city council or a county commissioner meeting. She'll tell us the whole story. I haven't even heard the whole story yet. She was going to a meeting about whether or not masks should be required or not, and she was arrested for not having one. I cannot wait to speak with her. As you well know, masks are a really big deal to me. They're a big deal because this is the vehicle, I believe, one of many, for subjugating the public. I've had several interviews as a guest with people. I had one with a very liberal talk show host this morning who wanted to box me in a corner and say, "Are you telling me you're unwilling to wear a mask?" I mean, I'm telling you, people have been totally buffaloed. If this were a child's fairy tale, we'd have an emperor running around naked, which we kind of do, but it ain't Donald Trump. It's all those Democrat governors walking around naked, and everybody says that they have fine clothing. I have some thoughts I want to share with you, but first I want to give you the number, because if you have a mind to, I would love to hear your thoughts, especially between the quarter and the bottom of the hour. I'll be taking phone calls in case you'd like to call. 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. If you are listening on the K-Star Radio Network, possibly, and listeners can listen live through the K-Star Radio Network because we're on there, but they also repeat the show on the weekend. So if you're listening to the show in a podcast or a repeat, all you got to do is listen live Fridays at 2 p.m. That's so we can grab all the latest headlines and comment on them. So not that I have any opinions about any of this, you understand. So the Democrats spent three and a half years from this moment, well, close to it. They were obsessed with the 2016 election. They could not let it go. They kept talking about it and talking about it. They would not accept the results of the election. We all know they were horrified and appalled when they thought Donald Trump wouldn't accept the results of the election. And then they went and did exactly what they accuse everyone else of doing. And they're oh so appalled. Now, less than 4 months before Election Day 2020, they have refused to even begin the 2020 election. I saw a recent, just today, we see headlines all over the place with the dutiful Democrat propaganda media telling us that Joe Biden has a better plan for buying American. I was driving down the street and I was guffawing. It was so funny, if it weren't so sad. He's saying he's got a much better plan for buying American. He's going to spend a fortune of our tax dollars and tax the richest 1% in order to help us buy American. Gee, another Democrat leftist scam. So they're going to prosecute this entire election through the media without letting Joe Biden leave his basement. And that is code, you understand, for not letting him open his mouth. So while they're completely getting away with shutting us down, we can't organize, we can't campaign, we can't engage in lawful expression of our rights to assemble and therefore politic, which is the American tradition during an election year, a re-election year, God willing, that may be, that will be true, to re-elect Donald Trump. They're doing everything they can to suppress us and to elevate their candidate who can't remember what day it is. I mean, I'm serious. This candidate is deeply in mental decline. I mean, he was a corrupt political hack before, but he could talk before. Now he can't think straight. This is the people. These are the people who were telling us, throwing everything, including the kitchen sink, at Donald Trump. He's mentally ill. He's corrupt. He's lying. He's colluding with Russia. All of those things are true on the left. If you think I'm partisan, you're darn right I am. But I'm against Republicans who don't have the guts to stand up either. I have no problem criticizing them for having either having colluded with the America-hating left, either through bribery, blackmail, or something else. I don't know what it is. But if people cannot pay attention, if they do not understand the dire circumstances we are in this election, then, well, I'll get fired up, and then hopefully you can talk to your network of influence and talk to them. Because if I talk to them, I'm just going to want to strangle people. And last I checked, that was still against the law. Although, if I said I was just rioting for, race justice, they probably wouldn't do anything to me. And I'm being facetious. It's a shame I have to say that I'm being facetious. But the problem is, we have people who hate this country. And so anything that has made this country great and strong and free and prosperous, they're against. It's a very easy roadmap. All you got to do is look at what America has thrived on. It has thrived on the First Amendment, freedom of assembly, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom not to have a state-sponsored religion, which we do right now, with the exception of Donald Trump. In states all over this country, we do have a state-sponsored religion. It's called leftism, and it is being pushed from the top, from everything, from forced mask wearing, which just makes my blood boil, because it's a hoax. It's a fraud. It is, we're not allowed to disagree. We are being subjugated before our very eyes. This is so disturbing, because I know I'm not alone. You're listening right now. I know I'm not alone. The problem is, there's a reason why we are being told to keep 6 feet of distance. And I've just got to get started on the mask thing, because there's no end to what infuriates me about these masks. It isn't just that it's about obedience, which is what I wrote in my recent column at Karen Cattle. I can't talk today. I think I'm just spitting mad is what's the problem. KarenCataline.com, I have a piece called Masking the Truth. It isn't about the virus. It is about obedience. So it's not only about obedience, which is bad enough, because America is about free will, individual freedom, and personal responsibility. It's not just about that. It is about keeping people alienated from each other. It is a psychological operation. People are more suspicious of one another, more judgmental of each other. Everything the left told us they were against is exactly what they're for. People are also not allowed to congregate. And they're using a virus as an excuse, which is a blatant, bald-faced lie. Because, see, suddenly, they're not mentioning the death rates anymore. They're mentioning the number of cases. Well, when you test for cases and people have no symptoms, of course you're going to have an increase. But boy, oh boy, are there people out there, not these listeners, of course, not my listeners, of course, who don't even question what they're being told. If the case numbers are going up because they're testing more, which is exactly why they wanted to testing, I knew that was a hoax too. I knew that that was so they could claim that there were more cases. But suddenly you can't find where the deaths are because they're way, way down. When people tell me, oh, the deaths don't matter, it's the cases, I say, why not? Why don't the deaths matter? That's what we were told. People are dying. People are dying. Of course, they inflated the numbers. I know of a case in Colorado where a man died of alcoholism, and it was counted as coronavirus. He wasn't even positive for coronavirus. Okay? So they had a vested interest. They had a very, they had a vested interest in inflating those numbers to get their political agenda across. What is amazing to me is that so many people are that gullible. You know why they're gullible? Because they don't know what America stands for. And they don't know human nature, I guess. Because if you, in your personal life, not you personally, but in most people's personal lives, when you recognize that someone is lying, cheating, and stealing, and they are not straight with you, you don't continue to trust them. But when it comes to the media and national figures and people who are richer and more famous than the rest of us, people just kind of go gaga. They lose their brain, some of them. And I was in the Walmart this morning with the little arrows that tell you which way to walk. I love it because I walk the opposite direction. When it says walk this way, I walk the opposite way. You know, kind of like young Frankenstein, walk this way. Oh, my God. You know, have we reached the place where they're telling us what direction to walk in a Walmart? Yes, unfortunately, we have. So I was at a Walmart, and there was two lovely Hispanic women who were getting their groceries out. And I said, in a very low, whispered voice, she was putting her mask on very quickly because she was afraid I would judge her, even though I was not wearing a mask. I said, well, please don't do that on my account. It's a hoax. And she went, you think so? I said, yes, yes, it is. It's a hoax. And she just couldn't quite get it. She said, boy, you think so? But here's what she said. She said, well, you know, it's everybody's choice. I'm wearing it because I have diabetes. I said, you have every right to wear it. I would never put you down for wearing it. But no, it isn't everyone's choice because people are being put in jail or our guest at the bottom of the hour who got arrested for not wearing one. She wouldn't believe me. For whatever she gets her news, she would not believe me that people are getting threatened with fines and jail time if they do not wear a mask. These masks are about something entirely different than the virus. It has nothing whatsoever to do with the virus. They want to keep this virus going so that Trump supporters can never go to a rally freely. And then I'm going to tell you what part of the conclusion is to all this. There's always a lot of conclusions. And that is the election free and fair if they're constantly suppressing people's rights to hold a fair and free election? I'll give you some time to think about that. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll have a whole lot more ranting and raving and spouting off with hopefully maybe a phone call or two right after this. Karen Cataline, you're listening to Spouting Off.
Looking for even more great conservative talk radio? The K-Star Talk Radio Network is a Christian-owned, alternative conservative news and talk radio internet broadcasting network. They have a full line of programming about spiritual, political, social, economic, financial, and health-related topics. And their goal is to encourage critical thinking about the issues of the day. The K-Star Talk Radio Network features great shows like America's First News, The Keith Hansen Show, Erskine, and Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. Check out the whole schedule at their website at kstarradionetwork.com. Time could be short for a free people to share ideas in a free society. K-Star Radio Network is fighting a spiritual war on an earthly plane. Visit them today at kstarradionetwork.com.
Welcome back to Karen Cataline. Welcome back to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. That's me. I, before the break, was talking about this dual plan to never really begin the 2020 election after they spent 3.5 years never ending the 2016 election. Gee, you think they're up to something? Yeah, I really do. I think they're up to something. So they never are really going to start this election. I mean, it is July. Under normal circumstances, we would be heavily into the reelection campaign. They want to deny Donald Trump any fair ability to organize his voters, to rile them up. The whole thing is going to be done through the media under the guise that it's the coronavirus. It's the coronavirus. And nobody's talking about the fact that the election hasn't begun. Why? That is why they want to keep this fear of the coronavirus going. Now, if you remember in 2012, you may remember this happened, but it took years to adjudicate it. And that was the Obama administration acted totally unconstitutionally and fraudulently to shut down organizing for his during his election campaign, because they never play fair. They just don't play fair. That's the problem. And we're playing tiddlywinks and they're playing a blood sport. All right. That's what's happening here. The IRS went after and denied conservative groups the right to organize and to create 501c3s. You may remember there was this wonderful Texas organization that wanted a True the Vote. It was called True the Vote. They got dragged into court, or they had to drag the feds into court because they were denied their constitutional rights. Now, by all reasonable estimations, which isn't nothing's reasonable today, the whole election should have been declared a fraud because we were constantly behind the eight ball. In 2012, this is how Chicago thug politics works. You stop, shut down, and demonize and censor your opposition. Like I just got censored this morning on Facebook for posting a story about the hoax of, that there's a chain shortage. That's preposterous, guys. They want to create a cashless society. Am I a conspiracy theorist? No, never have been. Do I believe in black helicopters or that black helicopters? No, no. It's as obvious as the nose on your face. And I know that my friends, the Christians, my Christian friends, is how I could have said that, are all talking about that because somewhere in the Christian Bible is cashless society, but that's a way to track you. If they know every purchase, where you've gone, what you've done, what you've spent, what you've bought, where you were, have they shown that they have an interest in tracking you? Yes, they're using a relatively harmless, almost never fatal virus in order to tell you that they have to do contact tracing. They want to track where you go, what you do. They want to constantly bully and intimidate you to do their will. It so reminds me of a cult. It is a cult. That's what this is. If you look at it, it's the cult of socialism. It's the cult of leftism. So if conservatives, Republicans, were gutsier, they would have screamed bloody murder at the IRS that it took 4 years for them to even apologize for having stopped them, but nobody questioned their motive. The woman, her name escapes me. These were all Democrats appointed by Obama. It became quite clear Obama was well aware that they were working to suppress the vote and suppress organizing, all the things they specialize in, community organizing, which we're already terrible at. You'd think that they could get away with it just by doing it honestly, because conservatives are lousy community organizers. Why? Because we believe in individual freedom, and it's like herding a bunch of cats, to coin a cliched phrase. You know, conservatives don't like to do that sort of thing, and Democrats tend to march in lockstep. Now we have something worse, which is that Democrats are not only marching in lockstep, but using the power of the government to tell you that you better march in lockstep too, or they're going to put you in jail. They're going to consider it a crime. It is amazing, considering that they don't consider, the language is amazing, isn't it? They don't consider actual crimes to be crimes anymore. They don't consider crimes to be a crime. They don't consider burning down buildings or rioting or looting or destroying public property, destroying our history without any permission from any other fellow citizen. That, of course, is not a crime. You can do as much of that as you want. So I want to talk about, because I did kind of expect we were going to get a call. If you do want to call, I still have a little time left, 888-627-600. What is it? I've got it. 627-6008. 888-627-6008. I wanted to talk a little bit about my piece here. It is at KarenCataline.com. And it is all about masks, because there was something that I wrote about that just made so much sense to me. I guess that's why I wrote about it. And that is that the psyops of forced mask wearing, not only is it to have people obey when the government says something, regardless of how ridiculous and stupid it is. Nobody has decided on the so-called science. Many people are concerned about having their oxygen cut off or breathing their own carbon dioxide, but that's immaterial to the argument. The argument is force, 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 force. That is the argument. So here's an irony. Well, and I'm going to just read this one little paragraph because, well, heck, I liked it. And you can find my article and read it at KarenCataline.com. While Democrat tacticians have their Democrat politicians ramping up threats of fines and jail time for refusing to wear a mask, they're also pushing the idea that masks are cool. Oh, they're so cool. There's a whole new cottage industry that's marketing masks as an opportunity to make a signature fashion statement. There's nothing quite like superficial individuality to mask one's prostration to serfdom and conformity. Now, I just had to read that because, well, I'm not plagiarizing. I'm plagiarizing myself. And the reason that was so important to me is because I grew up at the tail end of the baby boom generation, I guess you could say, where I watched 60s hippies. I was a little younger than 60s hippies, a little, talking about, and they were railing against conformity, and yet they all looked and dressed and acted alike. And I was kind of a young, precocious kid, and I noticed that, and I thought it was so interesting that you could do that, that you're going to talk all about conformity, but they were all conforming. In this case, the market is offering people a superficial symbol of being an individual by putting a Broncos symbol or even a Jewish star or even, I wouldn't do it, a Donald Trump Make America Great mask. Wouldn't do it, because America is not great in a mask. America is not great when the state forces people to wear, forces healthy adults to wear masks. It is none of the state's business. Now, if you want to claim that we're in a deadly disease, we could have that conversation. But the reality, the hard truth that they are covering up for their own political agenda is that this is not a deadly disease. This is not the bubonic plague. They've tried desperately to make us think so, but it is not. The death rate is exceptionally low, and the same people that are scaring us half to death are the same people like Andrew Cuomo, who sent COVID-19 positive patients into nursing homes to the most vulnerable of people, and now suddenly he has a big death rate. Now, I'm not going to conclude what that means, but it's deadly scary. How about that for a pun? It's very frightening to have to watch a state official who's supposedly been elected, who does something like that, and then continues to have supposed moral authority to tell people whether they will or will not wear an article of clothing. My dear sweet husband, who just got home from a business trip, mentioned to me this morning on the telephone. He was out of town, and he's here now, but I don't get to say hello to him because I'm talking to you. And he said, did you know, and I looked this up and I couldn't find it exactly, so don't quote me, but he said CVS is creating a whole aisle for male or men's makeup. Now, I did see that CVS is going to sell men's makeup. I could not find whether they're dedicating a whole aisle to it. And so I joked with him, because that's what we do. We joke a lot. I said to him, well, it's only a matter of time before they will be forcing all men to wear men's makeup, just like they're forcing us all to wear masks. Because if you can force someone to wear a mask when you're healthy, and you know that not even they agree, even the dictator Anthony Fauci, who nobody elected to anything, has contradicted himself on this issue. So there's hardly a consensus. And the reality is we are not governed by consensus in this country. We are governed by the consent of the governed. That's something different. Ooh, I like that. I'll have to write about that. It is the consent of the governed. And right now we are being dictated to, not governed. We're being dictated to, and I haven't consented. This has nothing whatsoever to do with health. It has to do with politics and obedience. So I encourage you, please read my article, tell a friend. And the article basically tells you it's time to stand up, folks. I didn't even get to that part. We're going to talk to my guest about her experiences with masks and how she got arrested. Can't wait to talk to her. Right after this, you're listening to Karen Cataline, and this is Spouting Off. Don't go away. This is Karen Cataline, host and producer of Spouting Off. Got an opinion, a guest suggestion, or a show tip? Follow me on Facebook or Twitter and let me know your thoughts. All you need is to know how to spell my name. It's the same on Twitter, Facebook, and www.karencataline.com. Karen is spelled the normal way, no goofy Y's or Q's, K-A-R-E-N. And Cataline is spelled K-A-T-A-L-I-N-E. Want more Spouting Off? You can find the complete archive of Spouting Off shows at www.karencataline.com. All my op-eds and blog posts are there too. That's www.karencataline.com. Thanks for listening. And if you have a moment, please spread the word about Spouting Off.
Listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Back to Spouting Off. How can I compete with that announcer who sounds like I'm the best thing since sliced bread? That's what I paid him to do. But I'm going to have to have that re-recorded because he sounds like you know, he's losing his mind. I told him to be enthusiastic, but that's ridiculous. Anyway, I am jazzed to have with us. We haven't even been able to talk about this story, so we're going to talk about this story live on the air. I'm happy to have Bevelyn Beatty, who has a story to tell us. Welcome to Spouting Off, Bevelyn.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It is great to have you. First, tell everybody a little bit about yourself, and tell me, too. We have a mutual friend, and that mutual friend, who I have enormous respect for, told me about what happened to you and that you got arrested for not wearing a mask. But first, tell us just a little bit about you and how you happened to be at this place where you got arrested for not wearing a mask.
Yes, so I am Bevelyn Beatty, and I am the co-founder of Atwell Ministries. Our website is atwellministries.org. The second person who was also a co-founder with me is Edmay Chavon. She was also arrested with me when we got arrested for not wearing masks. And basically, we were arrested because we were supposed to go to a city council meeting. And we were supposed to discuss the vote on whether they would mandate masks in Cape Coral. Now, me and Edmay do not live in Cape Coral, but our mom and dad and Faith, Ken and Joe Scott, live in Cape Coral. So we were here visiting them. We got wind of the meeting, and so we were going to go with them. So we wouldn't have been able to, you know, we would have stood and talked with them about it. And basically, the city council would have voted on whether they would go through with it or not after listening to the locals, and they wanted us to come. Now, the issue was when it was time to get upstairs, they would not let us upstairs.
Why not?
And that's because we did not have on masks. They refused to let us even into the building to vote. Now, the tricky part about that is this. If you had on a mask, you were able to go upstairs and address the council. But if you did not have a mask, you had to stay downstairs and watch what was going on from a TV screen. And they didn't even take the time to at least bring a mic downstairs so that you could possibly address the council from downstairs. So if you did not have a mask on, your voice was not going to get heard.
Gee, I wonder why they did that. You know, it's not as if we don't have a pattern here of having the left impose their will upon us and then shutting you down if you disagree. Looks like a perfect example of that in a kangaroo court. So tell me more. So then what happened?
So when me and Edmay seen that they were not trying to let us go upstairs, we knew, okay, they're being shady and this is illegal. And the reality is this, they never said we couldn't go. They're upstairs. They said we can only go upstairs if we had on a mask. So that that defeats that charge that we got for trespassing, because it's not like they say you're not allowed on the property, please leave. No, they say no, you can only go in if you have a mask on. Okay, so that changes the game.
Sounds like discrimination to me.
It is discrimination. So yeah. they blocked the doorway. So the elders who had to take the elevator couldn't get upstairs. The police and one of the secretary clerks blocked the doorway. So then I was like looking for a stairway. And on the stairway, they had a paramedic who was there taking people's temperatures and making sure that they had a mask on before they let them upstairs. So outrageous. When he turned his back to take someone's temperature, I snuck right behind him and ran upstairs.
Good for you.
And that's Yeah, and Edmay was right with me. So we both kind of just raced upstairs. And then when we got up there, the police, they seen us. And they're like, hey, you know, at first they didn't know what was going on. So they were polite about it. They were like, hey, make sure you got a mask before you go in. And then he kind of got alert when I ran past him while he was talking to me. I kind of just scooted past him. And he's like, oh, snap. So then he grabbed me. And his other friend grabbed Edmay. And then they're like, hold on 1 second. My signal's acting up. Give me a second.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. I could hear you before, too.
Oh, okay.
I'm hanging on every word. Go ahead.
Okay. So basically, the police officer started to grab me, and another police officer started to grab Edmay, and were pulling us away from the the room, and they were like, no, you got to wear a mask. You can't go in without a mask. So
unbelievable.
We're like, Yeah. So we're like moving. I'm like ducking and dodging him at every moment. And I'm like, listen, if I'm under arrest, arrest me, but don't grab me. Don't grab me. And I'm like trying to weave out of his grasp. And I'm like circling my arms, like we're dancing together. And I'm trying to get out of his grasp. And I'm just, and I keep saying, am I under arrest? Am I under arrest? Like, basically, if I'm not under arrest, don't touch me. Don't grab me. If I'm under arrest, arrest me. Period.
Absolutely. So, I love your strength. You are great. Yeah. Oh, baby. Okay, then what happened?
So finally, he says, yeah, you're under arrest. So I turn around for him to put my hands behind my back and handcuff me. But then he grabs me and pushes me out of the room. And all of this is on the video, right?
Really?
And so as he grabs me and pushes me out of the room, finally, once we get out of the room, he tells me, okay, arrest them. They're under arrest. So me and Edna, they arrest them. As they're arresting us, we go downstairs. Ken Scott sees that we're getting arrested, so he tries to push his way upstairs. Ken Scott.
All right.
As soon as he tries to push his way upstairs, they arrest him too. So all three of us got arrested. We got charged with disturbing the peace, trespassing, and resisting arrest.
Whoa. Okay. Yep. Now, let me just take a little moment to ask you, did you ever tell him that you were there to riot or burn down the building? He would have let you go.
Of course not. But I guarantee you,
I mean, he would have, right?
Matter, they're ready to riot and burn down the building. They actually would have let me upstairs.
That's what I'm thinking. And this sounds like police brutality. Which, mm-hmm. you know, I'm generally a supporter of law enforcement, but nobody came to your aid to say that you were getting unfairly arrested or police brutality, none of that, right?
In that moment, none of that mattered. None of that was relevant.
All right, so Bevelyn, so here you are, you're getting arrested. They put you in the paddy wagon?
They put us in behind the car. They put us in back of the car.
Yeah.
And they send us on our way to the police station. And they put us in freezing cold cells. And we had to wait there for 3 hours for the cops to come and pick us up and take us to the main precinct that they had.
How long did that take?
We were in that cell for about 3 hours, girl. I mean, we
three
were.
3 hours?
Yes.
Were you with Tim Scott? Was Tim Scott there too?
Yeah, he was in there. He was in the men's
section. You're hanging out with a U.S. Senator, Tim Scott, in the jail cell?
No, not that senator. Kenneth Scott from, he's actually from Colorado. Oh. His wife is Jill Scott.
Oh.
Not the U.S.
I'm
senator.
Tim Scott. Wait a minute. Isn't he like from Florida? No, he's from South Carolina. Excuse me. I looked it up. I thought he was from Florida. No, Tim Scott. Okay. Ken Scott. Don't know him.
Yes, Ken Scott.
It's like when Bevelyn, it's like when somebody has a long conversation and then they say, is this George Smith? And they say, no, you have the wrong number. Okay, so you're in jail for 3 hours. This is amazing, and you're gutsy. I just love it. And you are, just for everyone, I know that you are a pro-life activist, so you're used to getting arrested, right?
We've been arrested before. We are very accustomed to it at this point. It's like,
before
COVID, we were not getting arrested.
Funny. Well, COVID, I mean, Bevelyn, they emptied all the jails because, you know, they wanted to protect all the criminals, the felons from getting mm-hmm. coronavirus. So they let them out after they're telling everybody else to stay in to be protected from coronavirus. And that way they had room for you. See,
mm-hmm.
that's how it works. We're making light of it, but in fact, it's profoundly serious and unbelievably scary that people in the United States of America are getting arrested, being forced to do something that is wholly 100% not only unconstitutional but a lie. So when you went to court, then what happened? Did I interrupt you? Were you going to say something else?
Oh no, it's fine. After we went to court, we didn't go to court yet. We just got bailed out. We don't go to court yet until the 28th of January.
July?
January.
So no, that's July. So you have not. Yes, so July. You're still. So you're out on bail. You felon. You criminal. You. I mean, I have been saying for years, Bevelyn, that the left is dedicated to turning criminals into victims and law-abiding citizens into criminals. And now we're seeing it. We are seeing it exactly right. If you stand for something, including the Constitution, you're a criminal. But if you collude with criminal elected officials or what I call lawless lawmakers, that's okay. You get away with it. Tell me, where are you at now with everything? Tell me.
Okay. The state representative named Anthony Sabatini, he is going to help represent us. Also, we are connected with Thomas More Society, and they are also helping to represent us because we have a case in New York. Now we have a case in Florida. So the good news
is... in New York?
Yeah, we have a case in New York because we were arrested in New York in front of a Planned Parenthood.
Okay.
For not practicing social distancing. So,
practicing social distancing.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
Social distancing is not a problem when you're looting and rioting and burning down buildings, but it is a problem if you're protesting a Planned Parenthood operation, right?
That's right.
You can't make this stuff up. Okay, so you have somebody representing you. Do you have any of the religious freedom legal organizations helping you out?
Yes, Thomas More.
Okay, and what organization is he with?
Oh, no, that's the organization. It's called the Thomas More Society.
Oh, like Thomas More, the famous person. Got it.
Yes, Thomas More Society. That they are the ones kind of holding it down for us, so we're excited about that. They're going to be stepping up to defend us. So we are definitely blessed about that. For free.
Excellent.
And also the young man here in Florida, Anthony Sabatini, he has stepped up to defend us pro bono as well.
Great. As in Thomas, Sir Thomas More. I thought there was an attorney named Thomas More, as there could be. Are you going to claim religious exemption or religious freedom on the mask issue?
I'm hoping so. As a matter of fact, I might as well do that because I believe that it'll help to eradicate the bondage that Christians are dealing with right now. So 9 times out of 10, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to discuss it with my lawyers, and we'll go from there. We haven't really talked about it yet, but I'm pretty sure we're going to go that route.
All right. We have to take a break. Can you stay with us, Bevelyn?
Absolutely.
As my dear husband says, you're a fresh of breath air. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more with Bevelyn Beatty. You're listening to Spouting Off, and I'm your host, Karen Cataline. More to come right after this.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Welcome back to our final segment. We are listening. We're talking to Bevelyn Beatty, who is a gutsy, courageous political activist. And I wish we could clone her and have millions of them, because at this point, Bevelyn, and thanks for staying with us, I am of the opinion that civil disobedience is where we're at and is where we must go. You have experience in this, and I think most law-abiding, conservative, America-loving, God-loving, God-fearing humans in America are terrified of getting arrested because they spent their life being being law-abiding. They've spent their lives respecting the police officers and doing what's right. And now suddenly up is down, right is left, blue is pink, and everything is upside down. So as a person who has, on principle, been willing to be arrested for something you believe so strongly in, give us some advice before we hear any more. Give us some advice, us law-abiding conservatives, what we got to do to start getting arrested en masse and see if, I will quote you my favorite quote right now, Bevelin. It's from the film Gandhi. My listeners have heard it many times, but it's worth saying. And this is from the film Gandhi, 1983. 100,000 Englishmen cannot control 350 million Indians if those Indians refuse to cooperate. And that's what is required on this mask issue. You do not have to be a Christian. I happen to be Jewish. To know that this is a symbol of obedience and subjugation, and that it is being used. If they get away with this, they'll get away with a whole lot more. So what advice can you give us? Because it's scary to do something you know is against the law and be willing to get arrested for it.
Well, for me personally, the reality is this. Before government and before man gave us our rights, before that Constitution was written, there was a word of God written. There was a law of God written. And the reality is our freedoms come from God first. So even if you're a
conservative,
if you're a conservative, it only limits your authority. But when it's a God-given authority, that's what we walk in. That's what I walk in. And that's why I'm willing to get arrested, because I know the God that I serve. And the reality is this. God's law overrides man's law, okay? Man's law tells you it's okay for two men to get married and two women to get married. Man's law tells you it's okay to murder a baby up to 9 months, and they're working on murdering it even after it's born. Man's law will tell you to just submit to authority, give away your freedoms, okay, to where they're the ones ruling you instead of God ruling you. And so for me personally, I serve God first, period. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes because I know that there's a promise. There's a promise when you serve God for victory. There's not a promise when you serve conservatism, but there is. And our founding fathers knew that. They were Christians. I don't care what anybody says. I know for a fact they were Christians. And David Barton teaches this heavily as a Christian historian. And this is why they created the Constitution. It was made and founded under Christ-like foundations, Christian, biblical, Judeo-Christianity foundations. That is what the Constitution was built off of. And that's why America has been so successful all these years. And so until we recognize that and we continue to kind of like, and the thing is with Christians and conservatives, we have a tendency to compromise and nickel and dime. And we give them an inch, these liberals and these Democrats, we give them an inch and they take a yard every time. And that's where we're in the place we're at. And for me personally, I'm at the point of no return. There's no more compromising. There's no more kumbaya. We are not standing for it. Nebuchadnezzar tried to make those three Israelites bow, but they say, you know what? We're not going to bow. And even if God doesn't save us, we're still not going to bow. We're not compromising. We're not bowing. It's not happening. We're past that point.
God, how could I improve on that? I love you. I love you. Do you have any comment? I got to ask you this, because as I said, this is the first time we're talking on the air. Really, for the first time, you've been very busy, and I've been doing a lot of radio, and I said, you know, we'll have this conversation on the air. And I'm so glad, because it comes out much better when you do that. Do you have any comments on using race to advance a Marxist agenda, using a lot of people of all colors as useful idiots to advance an agenda that is going to bring down America? You have any comments about that? I have a feeling you do.
100%. You could bet on that. So the reality is this. Black Lives Matter, LGBTQ, Antifa, feminist organization, all of these things are branches in this giant tree. And the head branch, the top branch, the top stem that is used to extend out these branches is socialism. But when we get to the trunk of the tree, the root is going to be communism. This is propaganda tactics and a finesse. And they basically, let's simplify it for the dummies. Basically, they're using these issues to push a need. You need something more. You need a better government. Black people aren't treated right. White people are oppressed by default because black people are being treated better right now. It's called black privilege. Women are not being treated right. Gays are being mistreated. All of these issues are being pushed so that you can say, we need a new government. We need a new system. Right. So then some idiot's going to come forth and say, yeah, let's vote in somebody better with the new system. Yeah. Let's throw out the Constitution. Let's get someone new. And so what they're going to do is put in a socialist. Socialism is going to work for maybe 5 years at max because they're going to run everybody broke. And when everybody, when the rich people are stripped naked and they have nothing else to give to the poor, you're going to be dealing with communism. And after that, you're basically a slave to the state. Whether you've broken the law or not, everybody's going to be living as a slave to the state, period. So the reality is this. We are literally walking into slavery and we don't know it. It's simple as that. So you go ahead and take these finesse if you want to, and you accept that black people aren't treated equally, which is a lie. I'm black, and I'll tell you that for a fact. It's a lie from the pit of hell. And you accept this thing that women aren't treated equally. This is not a Muslim country where you have to sit in the back and you're treated less than a third-class citizen in your country. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do, baby.
Freedom. Go ahead.
As they say in Christian churches, preach it, baby. Don't they?
Yeah.
Like that. We don't do that in the synagogue. We just kind of go, amen. Now, go ahead. We got a few minutes left. You need a show, Bevelyn. You need a show.
Oh, everybody says that. Oh, when the Lord opens
well,
the door.
Well, I'm serious. You do. I can help you with that. But go ahead. Go ahead. I want
you
to wrap this up for us because we need voices like yours, but we also need it has nothing to do with anybody's skin color at this point. What it has to do with is the difference between loving liberty and being willing to stand up for it and not loving liberty and being willing to be a slave. What they have done in the black community to make the state the new plantation and the new plantation owner, they want to do to every single one of us, regardless of our color.
Exactly. That's right. That's exactly
right. If you want to look, if you want every place in the United States and every city to look like Detroit and Seattle, just give the left power because that's what it's going to look like. That's what they do. They poison everything they touch. It is scary, and we got to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
We got to stand up. You don't need any help in this arena, but I want you to use the last couple of minutes. We do have a couple more minutes. I don't know exactly how many. To appeal to the people out there that it is time to stand up and help them figure out, well, how do you do that? Because they say, well, we need a leader. Well, every single one of us needs to be that leader, don't we? We all got to be a leader because then people will follow us.
I mean, the reality is the leader is God first. If your leader is not God first, you're going to submit to a man-made leader, a leader that is man. You're going to submit, and if that man is not solid, and if you don't even understand the foundation of God, he's liable to tell you the sky is blue and fart out glitter, and you're going to do it because you just buy it.
Let me just stop you for 1 minute. Forgive me, and I said I wasn't going to do this, but I think you're so right that that is the reason the Christians are the very first target right now, and Jews are right there with them. Because people of faith are always a threat to socialists and communists. Always are. Why? Because like Hebrew National, they answer to a higher authority. And they don't want to be, socialists don't want anybody to be thought of as God except them. And that is true. Okay.
That's exactly
so I just wanted
right.
to throw
exactly
that
right.
in because I'm right there with you.
Yeah. So the thing is this. Communism can only work when you remove three pillars. The family, the nuclear family, the church and the state. Once those are removed, we're in trouble. And right now they're working through Black Lives Matter, through these socialist issues. They're really working to disarm the church and silence the church's voice. I find it so interesting that when COVID hit, the first things to get shut down was church. Mm-hmm. And the last things to open up are the church. Yep. There's a reason why. It's not a mistake. It's not a coincidence. And the sad part is Christians, they're so much in la-la land that they're not peeping what's going on. You know, and you won't catch it if you don't pay attention to history. This is nothing new. Hitler did this exact same thing, you know? So it's only a matter of time. It's only history
repeating
itself.
Nothing new under the sun. We only have like 2 minutes left, Bevelyn. Is there a way people can reach you, get a hold of you? I want to friend you on Facebook so people can friend me if they want. Just tell me where you heard about me. But how can they connect with you? And do you have a like a GoFundMe page for your lawsuit or what?
So people could donate on my website at wellministries.org.
What? Say that again.
People can donate on my website at wellministries.org.
Wellministries.org. Ministries. Okay. Very good.
You can find me on and you can find me on Facebook at Bevelyn Beatty. You can find me on Instagram, Bevelyn Beatty. And you can also find me on YouTube, Bevelyn Beatty. And you can keep up to date with what's going on.
Wonderful.
And
so
also,
Beatty,
wait
a minute, Beatty
out.
Is spelled, hold on, B-E-A-T-T-Y, Beatty. And Bevelyn is Evelyn with a B. Okay.
Yes.
And what else were you going to say?
Yeah, and I also want to shout out a movie coming out August 7th by Dinesh D'Souza called Trump Card. I really want to encourage everybody to watch that. He's going to be exposing this agenda. And for those if you don't know now, it's not a conspiracy, just go watch that movie so you can wake up and smell the coffee. We're not conspiracy theorists and we're not nuts. This stuff is really happening before your very eyes.
It's really happening. Wake up and smell the coffee. Bevelyn Beatty. I'm going to call you Bevelyn Beatty because that's what you call yourself. I can't wait to talk to you some more. Thank you for your time. Thanks for joining us. I'm going to pass your name around to some other people so maybe they can have you on the radio as well. Thank you for your time, and we got to get you a show. That's what we got to do. All right. I got 30 seconds. I got to wrap up the show, so hold on while I do that. Thank you for listening. Thank you to Doug, my producer, and to BBS Radio. Thanks to HW, my sweet husband, the multi-talented guy with an IQ greater than that of a small soap dish. And he's sweet, but he's got an edge, baby. He tells me what to do. Tune in next week when there will be lots more to spout off about here on Spouting Off.